الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الحمد لله
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
چند جمعے پہلے تک عملی اصلاح کے طریقوں کے بارے میں میں نے چند خطبات دیے تھے جن میں یہ بھی ذکر ہوا تھا.
Until a few Friday sermons ago, I delivered some Friday sermons with regards to practical reformation. In those sermons, I outlined how the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, has presented and depicted God the Almighty to us, and the means he elucidated for obtaining real understanding, perception, and love of God. The way that the promised Messiah alayhi salam guided us to obtain nearness to the divine. Similarly, I mentioned how fresh revelation and how Allah the Almighty displayed signs and miracles in His favor, and how splendidly and gloriously they were fulfilled. These are all matters which we should strive to study and obtain in light of the literature of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. This is so that all of this can strengthen our faith and enhance our deeds. Thus, today I shall present some examples of the promised Messiah alayhi salam's writings and words in this regard, how he has guided us with respect to this true perception of God. If the promised Messiah alayhi salam's writings were to be presented on this topic, then not just scores or dozens, but in fact it would end up hundreds of pages. Yet, as I said, I will present just a few extracts and samples before you today. These guide us as to what the true understanding and knowledge of God is. The Prophets and the Awliya indeed have a special status. But what should be the standard of an ordinary Muslim in this respect? I have generally tried to select extracts which are easy to understand. However, it is possible that some extracts may be difficult to comprehend, or its language is difficult. Nonetheless, providing guidance with regards to how to attain God the Almighty, the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says, man needs two things in order to reach God. First of all, he should desist from vices, and secondly, he should perform virtuous deeds. To simply avoid evil is no accomplishment. So thus the actual matter is that since the creation of man, both these faculties are intrinsic in man. On the one hand, selfish passions tempt and incline a person towards sin. On the other hand, the fire of divine love is latent within his nature, which burns away the rubbish and impurities within him, just as real fire burns away real rubbish. However, in order for that spiritual fire to flare up and burn away all sins, is dependent and reliant on true understanding of God the Almighty. When you have real knowledge of God the Almighty, only then can this burn away, and this is what it is dependent upon. This is because love of anything is connected to having knowledge of it. If you are unaware or do not have the knowledge of the qualities and beauties of something, then how can you love it? Thus, knowledge of the sublime beauty and attributes of God the Most High, the Most Glorious, produces love of Him, and the fire of love burns away sins. However, the practice of Allah the Almighty has always been that this knowledge and perception of God the Almighty is given to the ordinary people through the prophets. The light of the prophets is attained by the ordinary people, and by following the prophets, they obtain everything. Then the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, has also clearly explained that I have studied all the religions in depth and evaluated them. Thereafter, I have reached the conclusion that at the present time, it is Islam alone that can generate true understanding and perception of God the Almighty in all times and eras. The reason for this is that this is the religion alone, the Prophet of whom is alive, and the teachings of which are still alive. And by virtue of loving and following the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah the Almighty has said that you also can enjoy communication with Allah the Almighty and revelation, and the door of illumination of Allah the Almighty can open and you may seek beneficence from it. Then, explaining the fact that the reality of Islam and knowledge of Allah the Almighty are intertwined, the promised Messiah alayhi salam said, knowledge and understanding of God have been made a means of understanding the reality of Islam. Now, there may be other means of acquiring the reality of Islam. For example, there is fasting and salat. There is prayer and supplication. And there are divine commandments which number over 600. However, knowledge of the greatness of the oneness of Allah the Almighty and knowledge of the attributes of God and His Rahmaniyat, the majesty and glory of God the Almighty, that is to say, knowledge of the greatness of God the Almighty, perception of the oneness of God, obtaining knowledge of the signs of Allah the Almighty, having understanding of the attributes of God the Exalted. All of these things rely and are dependent on the fact, and these alone are the means that Allah the Almighty should be known in such a way that is the right and due of knowing Him and recognizing Him. The promised Messiah alayhi salam says, for a person who is negligent and is completely devoid of knowledge and perception of God the Almighty, how can he be enabled to perform the prayer or offer the fast or perform any other supplications or be inclined to engaging towards any other good? The motive of all these virtuous deeds is understanding and knowledge. And all these other means are actually produced by this and are children of this. The beginning of this understanding is through the attribute of Rahmaniyat. That is to say, the commencement of the understanding and knowledge of Allah the Almighty is through this attribute of Rahmaniyat of God, not out of the action or prayer of a person. In fact, without any specific divine beneficence, rather it is merely by Allah the Almighty giving it. This means to say that rather than as a result of the cause of any particular divine beneficence, this is merely obtained through Allah the Almighty giving it. And this is Rahmaniyat. He says, يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَدِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This knowledge and understanding increases through the performance of virtuous deeds and through the beautifying of one's faith. So the first thing is that this understanding and perception is obtained through God and is Rahmaniyat. However, what happens after this knowledge and perception is obtained? What should a person do then? He needs to then perform good deeds. He needs to also further beautify his faith. when he has beautified his faith, and when he performs virtuous deeds, then this understanding and perception will go on increasing. To the extent that ultimately revelation and communication of God the Almighty descends and illuminates his entire heart through this spiritual light. And this is the name or meaning of Islam. Then regarding knowledge of Allah the Almighty, deliverance from sins, the ability to be able to perform virtues, and the standard of prayer, the promised Messiah on whom BP says, the actual reality is that no person can truly be delivered from sin, and nor can he truly have love of God, and nor can he truly fear God as is due, until through his grace and blessings he obtains true perception and knowledge and strength from him. This is completely evident that all fears and love are generated through knowledge. Now all the things in the world through which a person loves and becomes dear or fears or runs away from, all of these states form in the heart of a person after knowledge. Indeed, it is true that knowledge and understanding cannot be obtained until the grace and blessings of God descend. It cannot be beneficial until grace and blessings of Allah are present. It is through grace and blessings of God alone that one obtains knowledge of God. Then, through the means of knowledge, one sees knowledge and also searches for it. That is, one acquires knowledge, and doors of searching and seeking new knowledge open as a result of this understanding. Then, through the succession of grace and blessings, this door continuously opens. Allah the Almighty's grace and blessing continuously descend, and as a result of that continuous blessing and grace, the door of understanding and perception opens and never closes. So therefore, perception and knowledge is attained through Allah's grace, and through Allah's grace, it continues. Allah's grace and blessings makes this knowledge and understanding completely clear and bright, and removes all coverings and barriers from in between. It removes all dirt, impurities and filth from the nafs-e ammara, the self that incites to evil. It infuses strength and life into the soul, and it releases the self from the prison of evil, and purifies it from bad desires, and delivers it from the fierce flood of selfish desires. It is then that a change is brought about in a person. He develops natural aversion and repulsion to vice. The first thing he is drawn to after this God's grace is prayer. Do not think that you pray every single day, and all prayers are actually prayers that you offer. For the prayer that is offered after true knowledge and through obtaining God's grace has a completely different condition and state altogether. It annihilates a person. It is a fire that melts. It is a magnetic attraction that draws God's mercy. It is a death, but ultimately it brings one to life. It is a fierce flood, but which ultimately becomes a ship. Everything that is corrupted is set right, and every poison ultimately becomes a cure or antidote. So this is the status and rank of marifat, knowledge and understanding of God the Almighty. Then the promised Messiah alayhi salam explains why a person lowers and falls towards sin. Why does the nafs-e ammara, the self that incites to evil, dominate a person's heart? The promised Messiah says that the reason why a person becomes so bold to perform sin is because he lacks fear of God in his heart. How can this fear be developed? For this, knowledge of the divine is required. The more knowledge and understanding a person develops of God in his heart, the more will fear increase of God in his heart. He who has more insight and perception also possesses more fear and also remains in trepidation. The promised Messiah alayhi salam says, in this, the real thing is understanding and knowledge. So the fundamental thing here is understanding and perception, which results in fear. If one develops knowledge and understanding, comes to recognize God the Almighty, learns of the reality of God, only then will fear also be generated. Knowledge and understanding is something that when a person comes to possess it, he even fears the smallest insects. That is, those insects that a person has knowledge and facts regarding of, he also fears. So the promised Messiah says that when a person comes to learn of fleas and mosquitoes, then he always will avoid them. So then what is the reason that a person is so audacious and bold to act in contradiction to the commandment of God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and the master of the heaven and the earth? If we ponder and reflect upon this, then we learn that man lacks knowledge and understanding. He does not have proper understanding of God, so therefore he is inclined towards sin. There are many people who verbally profess belief in God. However, if we evaluate and assess critically, we find that there is atheism within them. For those people who are thoroughly engaged in worldly tasks and endeavors, completely forget the wrath and greatness of God. So thus it is extremely vital that you, through the means of prayer, seek the knowledge and understanding of God. Without this, perfect certainty of God can never be obtained. It will only then be acquired when you have the knowledge and insight that cutting yourself off from God is a death. So in order to desist from sin, where on the one hand you should pray, there on the other side you should not leave off planning and actions. All such gatherings and meetings which lead to vices and which encourage evil should be ended, and you should not join. And you should also continuously pray. Now today, what are the gatherings or forums which take us towards sin? There is TV, there is internet, and there is Facebook, and so on. Now these are such forums which even the world are realizing. In the previous days, there was news that in the USA, Facebook has created anxieties among certain people, and more than 600,000 Facebook accounts have been closed there. So nonetheless, the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says that where on the one hand you should pray, there also you should not let go of planning and making actions. And all forums, gatherings and meetings through which you are encouraged to commit sins, you should end, and there along you should also pray. You should know full well that through these calamities, which are produced along the way for man, you will not be able to be delivered from that unless you have the help of God. Then further explaining the fact that to avoid sin is not possible without knowledge and understanding of God, the promised Messiah on whom be peace says, remember, immunity to sin is only possible when man comes to have absolute faith in God. Indeed, the chief object of human life is none other than deliverance from the clutches of sin. Now look, a child is tempted to catch a snake which fascinates him. The child may even extend his hand and touch the snake. But a sensible person who knows the snake will bite him, kill him, shall never dare to touch it. Rather, he will not even enter a house in which he knows there is a snake. Likewise, when one knows that a poison kills, he will never be so foolish enough to taste it. Thus, in the same manner, one cannot avoid sin unless he believes it to be a deadly poison. This conviction is not possible without true understanding and knowledge. If you do not have knowledge, this cannot be developed within man. So a person has knowledge and understanding of the fact that poison is deadly and snakes are dangerous, and this is why he desists from them. So the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says, why then does man commit sin with such audacity, despite having faith in God and considering sin a sin? The only possible explanation for this is that he does not possess the knowledge and perception which destroys the disposition to sin. Inability to attain this state would be tantamount to admitting that, God forbid, Islam is devoid of its paramount quality. But I reiterate that such is not the case. It is through Islam alone that this objective can be obtained to its highest degree, and the only way to it is through converse and communion with God. For this creates complete faith in the Creator, and thus alone do we come to know that God detests sin and punishes it. Sin is a poison. It begins as something small, then it becomes deadly and large, and ultimately leads to disbelief. Elsewhere, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam speaking about the importance of knowledge in respect of desisting from sin. The Promised Messiah on whom be peace says, knowledge is something that prevents man from committing sin. For example, a person who knows that arsenic kills snakes and lions avoids it completely. In other words, he has knowledge that these things can kill man, and thus he does not go near to them. Similarly, when you have knowledge, you would not ever go near to sin. For this, it is important to increase your belief. This will increase through prayers. Belief enhances through prayers. Salat is prayer in itself. The more one beautifies and adorns his salat, will you obtain a greater degree of deliverance from sin. Knowledge cannot be obtained through mere words. There are great sages who left God the Almighty because they only remained upon objects and did not give due heed towards prayer, just as we have mentioned in the book Barahini Ahmadiyyat. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam has shed light upon this in detail in Barahini Ahmadiyyat. He says that through created objects proves the need of a maker, of a creator. However, it does not prove that the creator actually exists. The clause that he should exist and the clause that he does exist are altogether different things. This knowledge that he does exist cannot be obtained except with prayer. To have knowledge of the existence of God can be acquired through prayer. Those who use logic and intellect cannot obtain knowledge that he does exist only through rationality. If you only use logic, you cannot distinguish the difference between he should exist and he does exist, and you cannot acquire that knowledge that he does. So there is an idiom, which is that God can only be recognized through God himself. That God the Almighty can only be recognized through God himself. This is what is meant by La tudrikuhul absar, eyes cannot reach him. That he cannot only be recognized through logic. In fact, God leads people to recognize him through the means he has provided himself. For this, there is no prayer equal to Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Then explaining true repentance, the Promised Messiah on whom be peace says, he who searches for God with resolute steadfastness eventually finds him. Not only does he find him, but rather it is my belief that he sees God. To acquire worldly knowledge, how much time, energy and money is required? This type of knowledge signals clearly the principles to attain spiritual knowledge. That is to say, in the normal worldly knowledge and education, people expend energy and money. This very principle applies in the quest to acquire spiritual knowledge. The Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, the way for a person beginning spirituality is to first gain awareness of God and understanding of his attributes. This knowledge should be such which reaches the state of belief and conviction. Then he will come to know about the being and existence and perfect attributes of God. His soul will speak from inside that indeed he has found God with complete satisfaction and tranquility. When such firm belief in God develops and he reaches the stage of certain belief in God, and a person feels as if he has seen God, and he becomes aware of God's attributes, he then develops repulsion and aversion to sin. The disposition which previously inclined towards sin withdraws and abhors sin instead, and this is repentance. For the acquirement of divine knowledge and understanding, further explaining the verse Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam says, the prayer that is taught to recite in the obligatory 5 daily prayers of Surah Fatiha is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Guide us in the right path, the path of those on whom Thy has bestowed Thy blessings. Why then should any follower in the Ummah be denied of this blessing? It's a blessing given to the prophets of God, which has been asked of Allah the Almighty and which is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha, just a worldly currency and value. Naturally, the blessings granted to the prophets was the honor of divine communication and divine word, through which their insight and knowledge of God reach a level of perfect certainty of Allah the Almighty. And the splendor of divine communication and revelation was followed by actually seeing God. So thus, this communication of Allah the Almighty, which was the manifestation of God, became as if they saw God, because they had obtained such nearness to Him. So thus, this prayer which we make, that O Allah the Almighty, display to us those paths through which we also become the recipients of these blessings. What else does this mean, except for the fact that we should also be granted the honor of communication and revelation? Some ignorant people say here that this prayer only signifies that, O God, strengthen our faith and enable us to carry out virtuous deeds and enable us to do what pleases you. However, these foolish people do not know that strengthening of faith, performing virtuous deeds, and to act in accordance with the pleasure of Allah the Almighty are all things which are as a result of having perfect knowledge and insight into God. The heart which has not received any share of knowledge and understanding of Allah the Exalted is a heart also deprived of strong faith and good deeds. He cannot obtain it. Through knowledge, fear of God is instilled in the heart, and through knowledge and understanding, love of God is stirred in the heart. Love and fear of anything is produced out of having knowledge of that. If a lion stands beside you in darkness, and you are not aware that it is a lion, rather, you assume that it is a goat, so you will not have any fear. However, as soon as you come to know that it is a ferocious lion, you will run away in fright. Similarly, if you think that a diamond is lying in the forest worth hundreds of thousands in currency, is just a mere stone, so you will not have any regard or value for it. However, if you learn that it is a diamond of great glory and magnificence, you will become enthralled by it, and you will make every possible effort to obtain it. So thus, this shows that all love and all fear is reliant and dependent on knowledge. Man will not put his hand in a hole if he has the knowledge that inside is a poisonous snake, nor will he ever leave a house which he has full belief that a large treasure is buried underneath. Now, because fear and love are completely dependent and reliant on knowledge and understanding, therefore man can only completely submit and turn towards God Almighty when he has knowledge and understanding of God. When you have proper knowledge of God, you will develop love and fear of Him. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says, first, you should come to know of His existence. Then His qualities and perfect attributes should become evident. This type of knowledge and perception can only be acquired in the case when person has the honor of having communication with God the Almighty, and by belief, by virtue of divine revelations, that God is Alimul Ghaib, the knower of the unseen, and He is all-powerful, He does as He wishes. So the real blessings on which strength of belief and virtuous deeds are reliant is communication and speaking with Allah the Almighty, through which firstly God comes to be known, and secondly He comes to learn of His powers and might, and as a result of this knowledge, a person himself sees these powers. This is this blessings which was given and bestowed to the prophets. And then this ummah was commanded that beg and beseech me for this blessing, for I will bestow it to you as well. So he who has that thirst in his heart to acquire this blessing will indeed obtain it. Then further explaining virtuous deeds, desisting from evil, and obtaining knowledge and understanding of God, shedding light on this further, the promised Messiah alayhi salam says, shunning evil and all virtuousness is dependent on recognizing God, and there is only one thing that holds back selfish passions and satanic motives and intentions, and that is perfect certainty and knowledge of God. This informs us that God the Almighty exists. He is all-powerful and is severe in reckoning. This alone is the remedy which falls like lightning on man's rebellious and audacious life. Such lightning that completely burns and annihilates him. So until a person progresses from the stages of amantu billahi, belief in Allah, and reaches the stage of araftu billah, knowledge of Allah, that he moves from belief to Allah, reaches to recognition and understanding and perception of God, it is very difficult for him to desist from sins. A truth which we cannot deny is that we cannot be saints from sins without knowledge and perception and insight of God and belief in his attributes. It is our everyday experience that proves this, that a person does not go near what he fears. For example, when one has a knowledge that a snake bites and the snake bite is fatal, then which intelligent person would, let alone put his hand in the mouth of the snake, would even desire to go near a stick with which a poisonous snake has been killed? Because he may think that some remnants of the poison may still be upon the stick or staff. If someone learns that there is a lion in a jungle, he may not want to travel through it, or at least go there on his own. Even children have a sense of being frightened or aware of something which they have been told and believe is dangerous. So unless a person has knowledge of Allah the Almighty and has full belief in sin being a poison, nothing else, whether suicide or sacrificial blood, can deliver him, and he cannot kill a life of sin. Know most certainly that the flood of sins and the current of selfish passions cannot be held back unless a brilliant belief is attained that indeed there is a God, and his force befalls each disobedient person like lightning. Unless this is infused in man, he cannot desist from sin. If someone says that they profess to believe in God and also believes that God the Almighty punishes the disobedient, yet says that he cannot avoid sin, so I would say to him in response that this is a lie and a deception of the self. There is mutual enmity between true faith, true belief, and sin. Where there is true knowledge and brilliant belief and radiant belief in God, it is impossible for sin to be there at the same time. Then in another place, the promised Messiah alayhi salam says that one should rapidly move towards recognition of God. One who recognizes God can truly enjoy God. And one who does not move towards God with sincerity and truthfulness, his prayers are not openly accepted, and some part of the other of darkness remains in part. If you move a small part towards God Almighty, he will move to a greater degree towards you. But it is essential that you take the first step. It is vain thinking that without taking an action, God Almighty will respond. It is the way of Allah the Almighty that a person performs an action, and then Allah the Almighty responds as a result. If a person closes all the doors of his home, then that would be his action. Allah the Almighty's response would be that there would be darkness in the house. However, in this respect, a person should work with steadfastness and patience. Some people complain that they have performed all virtues. They have performed the salah, offered fasting, and also given sadaqah and charity, and also made struggle and efforts, but did not achieve anything. Such people are wretched and unfortunate. They do not believe in the rububiyat, the providence of God, nor have they performed all the actions for the sake of God. If any action is performed for the sake of God, it is impossible that it will be wasted, and that God the Almighty will not reward it in this life. This is why many people remain in doubts, suspicions, and misgivings, and they do not even come to know whether God exists or not. If there is a sown garment, a person will understand that most certainly there is a person who sowed it. If there is a clock that gives the time, which a person even finds in a jungle, he will think that most certainly there is somebody who made this clock. Similarly, look at the works of Allah the Almighty. How many kinds of timekeeping has he created, and what wonders and astonishing scenes of nature are there. On the one hand are logical and intellectual proofs of his existence, and on the other hand are signs which convince man that there is a God of magnificent and splendid powers. He first reveals his will to his chosen ones. And this is the weighty matter that the prophets bring, and which is called prophecy. In another place, the promised Messiah alayhi salam says, the root of faith is recognition of God and knowledge of divine blessings. while its branches are righteous deeds, amal saliha, and flowers are good morals and manners, and the fruits are the exquisite love which develops between God and His servant. To benefit from that fruit is the result of spiritual sanctity and purity. The excellence in love is produced by the excellence in knowledge and understanding, and divine love surges by virtue of knowledge. And when love of God the Almighty's person is instilled, it is the first day of the new birth, and it is that moment of the first moment of a new world and universe. Then the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says, God is a pearl or jewel. After attaining his perception and knowledge, man looks at material things with such contempt, as if merely looking at them is something he would be forced to do. Thus seek knowledge of God the Almighty. Move towards Him, for there alone is your success. The promised Messiah says, I say most truthfully and certainly that taqwa, belief, worship and purity of man all come from God. They are all reliant upon the grace and blessings of God. If He so wills, He may sustain it, and if He so wills, He may remove it. True ma'rifat, knowledge and understanding, is when man considers himself as nothing and lowly, and seeks God Almighty's grace by bowing, begging humbly on the divine threshold. And he should seek that light of knowledge which burns away selfish passions. It produces an inner light, strength, and energy to perform goodness. Then if he takes a share of God's grace and blessings, and at any time he attains any type of conviction, satisfaction, and enlightenment of the heart, he should not be proud upon it. In fact, in humbleness and humility, he should increase further. Because the more he considers himself as worthless, the greater conditions and light will descend on him from God Almighty, which will give him light and strength. If man holds to this belief, then it is hoped that with the grace of the Almighty Allah, his moral condition will become excellent. It is arrogance to consider yourself anything in this world. Then man ends up in a state where he curses other and considers himself in contempt. The promised Messiah says, I say all these matters repeatedly because God Almighty had desired to make this Jamaat with the objective to re-establish true knowledge and understanding of God Almighty, which had been lost in the world, and the true righteousness and purity lost in this world should once again be reinvigorated. Further explaining this, the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says, even at this time, because sin, immorality and wickedness is rampant in the world, and the power to recognize God cannot be recognized. Allah the Exalted established this movement, and purely through His grace and blessings, He sent me. So that to those people who are negligent and unaware of God, I can notify and inform them. Not only inform them, but rather with loyalty, fidelity, sincerity and purity should turn to this direction and I should show God to them. That is, those people who come here with steadfastness, patience and truthfulness should also come to see God after accepting the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. This is why Allah the Almighty addressed me and said, Anta minni wa ana minka, that you are from me, or have manifested or become evident from me, and I am from you. So this was the purpose for which the promised Messiah on whom be peace was sent, that such mu'arifat, knowledge and understanding of God should be developed within us, so that it is as if we are seeing God, and that we should come to perform our every deed, keeping in view the fear and love of Allah the Almighty. May such knowledge and understanding of Allah the Almighty be produced within us that burns away all our sins. And may we be those who fulfill the purpose of His advent. May Allah the Almighty enable us to act upon all of these things, and may we come to understand this spirit. Has the janazah come here? After the Friday prayer, there will be a funeral prayer where the body is present here. I will go downstairs and lead the funeral prayer, while the remaining people should stay here and offer the funeral prayers behind me. It is the funeral of Abdul Munan Din Sahib, who is the son of Abdul Munan Din Sahib. He passed away at the age of 72 yesterday. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He is amongst the early people who came here to England. He came here in 1945. For 30 years, he provided a lot of service in the department of Amanat at Jalsa Salana. He is amongst the earliest people here. He is a paternal cousin of Masiuddin Sahib. As I said, the funeral prayer will be led after the Friday prayers.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر